Cord and I therefore became frustrated, then bored, and as Orlo liked to say, boredom is a mask that frustration wears. I caught her eye. We drifted to one side. When no one objected, we fled. As mentioned, we tenors had a bundle of turrets instead of a proper nave. The skinniest turret was a spiral stair that led up to the triforium, which was a sort of raised gallery that ran all the way around the inside of the chancel above the screens and below the soaring clerestory windows. At one end of our triforium was another little stair that led up to the bell ringer's place. Cord was interested in that. I watched her gaze traveling up the bell ropes to where they vanished into the heights of the presidium. I could tell she wouldn't rest until she had seen what was at the other end of those ropes. So we went to the other end of the triforium and began to climb another stair. This one zigzagged up the tower that anchored the southwestern corner of the minster. Mathic architects were helpless when it came to walls. Pillars they could do. Arches they were fine with. Vaults, which were just three-dimensional arches, they knew everything about. But ask them to construct a simple wall, and they would go to pieces. Where anyone else in the world would construct a wall, they'd fill in the space with a system of arches and tracery. When people complained about wind, vermin, and other things that would be kept out of a normal building by walls, they might be troubled to fill up a vacancy with a stained glass window. But we hadn't got round to putting all of those in yet. On a windy and rainy day, it made buildings like this hellish. But on a day like this one, it was fine because you could always see. As we scaled the flights of the southwestern tower, we had views down into the minster and out over the Consent. The upper reaches of this tower, the place where it devolved into piers and pinnacles, the highest part, in other words, that you could get to without ladders and mountaineering equipment, was at about the same altitude as the Warden Regulance headquarters. It sported one of the most elaborate works of stone carving in the whole Consent, a sort of cupola, tower, walk-through statue depicting planets and moons and some of the early cosmographers who had studied them. Built into the middle of this was a portcullis, a grid of bars that could be cranked up and down. At the moment, it had been drawn up out of the way, giving us the freedom to attack yet another stair. This one was cut right into the top of a flying buttress. It would take us up and inwards to the presidium. If the portcullis had been closed, we'd have had nowhere else to go. Unless we wanted to cross over a sort of bridge into the Warden Regulance quarters.